Hi, I'm Dennis Gaiman with Gaiman Design Remodeling, in business for 25 years. With winter approaching, you'll be spending more time indoors. Most of your time is spent in the kitchen and family room. Gaiman Design Remodeling can move walls to open your floor plan so no one has to be stuck in the kitchen while everyone else is in the family room. Call us at 215-513-0300 or our website at gehmanremodeling.com.
Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts. And this morning I am proud to bring Dennis Gaiman from Gaiman Design Remodeling. Good morning, Dennis.
How are you? Good morning, Renee.
For those of you who do not know, Dennis is the owner of Gaiman Design Remodeling, and he handles all your remodeling needs, bathrooms, kitchens. I know are your specialties. Tell us your other services, Dennis.
It's really any kind of home improvement, interior and exterior, windows, siding, room additions. Haven't done as many room additions since the downturn in the economy. It's more about opening up the floor plans, taking out walls and opening the kitchen into the dining room, that kind of thing. Some finished basements. Unfortunately, during the heyday of construction, there were a lot of houses built with stucco that was not done correctly. So a lot of repairs to stucco in houses. And many times then people don't want stucco back. So we're going on with fiber cement siding or vinyl siding or masonry of some kind.
Yes, I think you really specialize in the whole structural and design aspect of the job. You can move the walls and reallocate the space, as you say. And you're located in Harleysville, Pennsylvania. And what areas do you service?
Really, the southeastern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The areas predominantly north of the city. We do some work in Philadelphia, but for the most part, Montgomery and Bucks County, we're certainly into the peripheral ones, Delaware, Chester, Lehigh, Berks as well. Our office and showroom's located on Main Street in Harleysville, and we try to stay within an hour's drive from there.
That's really great. But our sole purpose here for having Dennis today, he is such a great balancer of life, and one of his things he loves to do is volunteer, and we're here to speak about Johnny and Friends. Dennis was a past board member and will be again in January, and he volunteers for Johnny and Friends. Can you tell us a little bit about, now at first I thought Johnny was a male, so Johnny, J-O-N-I, is a female, and what's her story? She's very special.
Well, Johnny and Friends is an international Christian ministry to people with disabilities and their caregivers. They have headquarters in Agoura Hills, California, and field offices across the country. There's two of them right close here. The Greater Philadelphia office is located in Souderton, PA, and the Eastern Pennsylvania office is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. But Johnny is a lady who, when she was, I believe, 17, dove into the Chesapeake Bay and unfortunately had an accident, and that turned her into a quadriplegic. So she is now in her mid-60s, so getting close to 50 years that she's been in a wheelchair. She certainly did not like it when the accident happened, went through some really tough times, but her testimony of God's faithfulness in giving her just what she needs day by day, and her outlook of cheerfulness and optimism certainly has helped her along the way, and she's turned that into a ministry, and it's really a supporting ministry. They do a number of different things, and I think one of the main things that they do is to come alongside Christian churches and actually other organizations as well. But Johnny and Friends is unashamedly Christian, But they are there to equip people who want to do disability ministry and to help them, to give them the support, the teachings that they need, because Johnny and Friends simply is not able to have enough staff people, enough resources to do it all on their own.
I think there was a book and a movie out on her story, but yes. I invite anyone, if you ever hear her speaking at a local church, it is moving. I would imagine in that situation how tough that would be, and for her to make that decision and allow God to support her every day, it's just all inspiring, that's for sure.
Yeah, it
now,
sure is.
Is it a national, international organization?
It's international. Most of the work is done here in North America, but the international part, probably the main thing, is a ministry that's called Wheels for the World. And what they do is take used wheelchair and mobility equipment, could be canes and walkers, manual wheelchairs, power wheelchairs, and they collect them. Oftentimes, the person has passed away and the family doesn't know what to do with this equipment. So there are various collection points, and they gather them into a warehouse somewhere, a garage or whatever. And there's actually two national known companies, one of which is Walmart and the other one is FedEx. When they have a load of them, those companies will donate a tractor trailer to come and pick them up. And they take them to 12 state, maybe a federal penitentiary, but prisons across the country. And there are programs in there where the inmates actually take these wheelchairs and refurbish them. They get them in top-notch condition. And then they're transported by truck again to different seaports into shipping containers. They go to third world countries. And along with that shipping container goes a team of people that is made up of medical professionals, physical and occupational therapists, and guys like me that don't know much about medical but are good with our hands and can do the mechanical aspects. And these mobility pieces are then custom fit to the people in those areas with disabilities. And it is just so cool because some of these people literally have been crawling in the dirt for their whole lives because they just don't have any other way of getting around. And to see the smiles on their faces, and along with that, they're given a Bible that's in their language and a clear testimony that we're doing this because of the love that Jesus extended to us, and we want to share that with them.
How awesome is that? That is...
It is so cool.
I'm almost speechless. That is how God's word is working all across the world.
Amen. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And it started, God had a plan for Johnny. That's for sure. Yeah.
This Wheels for the World, I don't know the number they're at now, but this past April, they reached giving away their 100,000th wheelchair.
Oh my goodness.
So it's a significant, there are several people who that's their full-time job on staff is to coordinate the shipping and the picking up, and then all the port fees and taxes when you get into another country, and to make sure things are going to be there and ready.
Well, I just love even the Christian ministry is touching the prisoners that are helping. They
it's
can
so
even
cool.
feel like they're paying it forward,
so to speak. And they
you know?
Do, yeah. And then the people on these teams that go out, they take pictures, and Johnny and Friends prints them up big size and sends them to the prisoners. And, you know, this is a wheelchair you worked on, and here's the man, the woman, the boy or girl, whoever in it, and to see the smile on their face. And
yeah.
It gives them a sense of purpose.
It does. It gives them feedback on what they're doing,
yeah.
too. Some of us, you know, we love to see that, and we're able to, and they're not. So I think that's really, just really awesome. Wow. So now, does Johnny and Friends just help the physically disabled? Do they help those with mental disabilities also?
They do.
Okay.
And I think, unfortunately, probably everyone is aware that autism is on the rise in our society. And so that is a big part of their ministry. It's helping the people with the disabilities, but really just as important is helping the caregivers. And oftentimes that's moms, it's dads. Unfortunately, the statistics for marriages staying together with a disabled child are not very good.
I heard it's 80%.
It's
divorce rate.
Yes.
Well, for autism, yeah. I'm not sure about.
And shame on us men, but it's usually the dads who are the ones that are leaving and saying they had enough. So kudos to the moms for sticking with it. And this is not, there are dads who stick with it. And we need to continue to pray for them. But they do a number of ways that they are ministered to. There are moms groups and dads groups that meet on a monthly basis where they can get together with other men or women who are experiencing the same kinds of things that they are, and to share their struggles, maybe hear how somebody else has been able to make it work and get some pointers. Probably the most effective part is just a listening ear, somebody that understands and cares, and to bless them. The dads in August every year, somebody at the Iron Pigs donates the suite. I don't know. It's this big box and box seat, and they go up there for a game, and they get catered to with all the food and the goodies and just a time of fellowship. Another way that they meet these needs is family retreats. And they're held all across the country. There are three that are local to this area, and they're held at Spruce Lake Retreat, which is a Christian camp in the Poconos.
Yes.
And that is a week when the whole family comes. There are STMs, which is an acronym for short-term missionaries, who pay to be there for the week. And these people receive special training. They are assigned to be a one-on-one caregiver for the people with disabilities. And then there are teaching and encouragement times for moms and dads, for marriages, for husbands and wives, as well as siblings. Because able-bodied siblings, maybe none of their friends at school or wherever have a brother or sister with a disability. And so that their life experience is a bit different, and so they can get together with other siblings and just really be blessed.
I think that is just wonderful, because sometimes I think the caregivers do get forgotten, or they feel forgotten.
Yeah.
And it's not just helping those with the disabilities, but the caregivers. I think that's crucial and for the whole process to even work too.
Yeah.
So I think that's wonderful. We can't forget about them. So how is Johnny and Friends funded? Do they go through the churches? Are they supported by churches? And
there certainly is some of that. Some churches put Johnny and Friends on their budget, and it's whether it's an annual or a monthly kind of contribution. That's an important aspect. But individual donations, corporations, businesses, foundations, all those kinds of things. It's I don't know the numbers currently. I had the privilege to go to Johnny and Friends headquarters at what's called the International Disability Center. In California was January of 2014.
Okay.
And at that point, their budget for that fiscal year was $28 million. So it's a sizable ministry. And to know that God has blessed and continues to provide those kinds of resources for this ministry.
That's incredible. And you're saying that Johnny and Friends comes in and equips and caters to the disabilities folks through the churches. Like, they'll set up and teach the churches how to work and minister to the disabled.
Correct. Yeah. And it's really kind of a mindset. It as any caregiver will tell you, it's a lot of work. It's a 24/7 thing for them. But for the churches to make sure, I mean, it's kind of easy to think about, oh, well, we have to make sure that we have a ramp so the wheelchair can get up the steps. But then it's doors that are wide enough. It's the possibility of an elevator. It's having light switches at a proper height. It's making sure there's a wheelchair accessible restroom for them to get to. In the auditorium, probably the majority of churches have pews. So does the wheelchair have to sit out in the middle of the aisle? Or do they make the effort and have one of the pews cut a bit shorter, or several of them, so that wheelchairs can sit at the end and not have to be blocking the aisle? And in reality, that's probably often a fire code issue by blocking the aisle. Mm-hmm. So it's that kind of thing. It's learning how to be welcoming to the family, making the parents, they have special classes oftentimes for the folks with disability and age group appropriate. Mom and dad may not always be real comfortable right up front to let their child in the hands of strangers and True. To, you know, take your time and answer their questions, explain what goes on, invite them to sit in with the class for a week or two and, you know, to see what goes on for themselves.
I think sometimes the enabled don't realize all these different challenges. I know I've been on crutches in the past and just realizing what a disabled person goes through day to day. And that was, you know, that I had a little bit of an understanding, but nothing like what people experience. But we don't think about the light switches sometimes.
Right.
And I love how this brings awareness to all of us, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful part of it, too. I think you have a story to tell us about someone you know.
Yeah. It actually just this morning in the mail, probably came in yesterday's mail. I want to read you a letter that came from the Johnny and Friends Greater Philadelphia office.
Sure.
And the area directors there are Jerry and Joan Borton, two very dear friends of mine. Jerry's been involved with disability ministry all his life because he has cerebral palsy. So he's wheelchair bound. But he's a great guy, a fun guy to be around. And Joan is his wife. And so together they partner. So let me read this letter. And what made this really special to me is that I know the people who he's referring to here, they're personal friends of mine. You make a difference in the lives of many families affected by disability. Because of you, we were able to assist Brooke and her family to find a church that welcomed them in. Here's Brooke's story told by her mom, Amy. Amy always believed that when Brooke died, she would go to be with Jesus. Brooke had heard about Jesus and seemed to understand, but as a mom, Amy was hoping and praying for some confirmation. One Sunday, Brooke and her family attended a church for a friend's baptism. Throughout the service, Brooke did her typical church thing, reading some of her books, looking at pictures, and seemingly tuning out everything around her. The end of the service, the song of commitment was sung, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus." As the congregation stood to sing, so did Amy and Doug, Brooke's dad. But Brooke stayed seated, going through her books. Partway into the song, Brooke stood up, lifted her arms in the air, and said, "Me, I do," and sat down. This was Amy's confirmation that her daughter was declaring her decision to follow Jesus. Matthew 19:26, "With God, all things are possible."
Oh, I love that.
That is so cool.
That. Oh, it gives me chills. Love it. So we can see how Johnny and Friends touch lives of people we know. It, you know, we're all family. So
that's right.
That's really a beautiful story. I love that. So I know that you can find information on Facebook. I know Johnny and Friends has a blog, and
mm-hmm.
It's Johnny and Friends, J-O-N-I and Friends.org. In case anyone needs that help, a caregiver
yeah.
needs help, and that kind of thing. So what else can you tell us about your experiences with Johnny and Friends?
Well, I've known of Johnny and Friends for quite a while. I think initially it was through Christian radio. Johnny has a program. Oftentimes it's just like a 5-minute segment. And that's on, it's not only Christian radio stations. She is such an encourager that the secular stations are now running her program too.
Okay.
And that's a powerful Christian testimony tool.
True.
I've had the privilege of meeting Johnny and herself a number of times at Spruce Lake, at Calvary Church in Satterton in California. She was at our church one time. And I'm just always very blessed and encouraged. I believe it was probably 2 years ago, Johnny and her husband, Ken, wrote a book. And I apologize, I can't think of the title of it right now. But it was the story of their marriage. And the struggles, the kind of the miracle of God bringing them together, because very few people who are quadriplegics end up married. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Ken was following God's heart, and he fell in love with Johnny. And so it's that story. But then it's the ongoing story of challenges. I mean, anybody who's married will tell you that it's a blessing, but it takes work. Mm-hmm. But they had the added challenge of Johnny's disability in their marriage. And theirs is not the only marriage. I know a number of personal friends who, you know, one of them has a disability or the other. But oftentimes these people need caregivers beyond the spouse to help with some of the daily needs. And so sometimes just finding personal time to be together as a couple can be a challenge. And so it's their story of God's redemption, God's grace, and very honest and open about the struggles that they've gone through.
Yeah.
Really cool.
I bet that's probably the ultimate love story there. For her husband, I would think that he's the one that can give the most input on the caregiving side of Johnny and Friends, too.
You know, I agree.
They're walking and they're talking and living that life. But I just think it's just awesome. And I've thought, too, when she spoke at our church, how does she go on a speaking tour? Like, how does she fly? And, you know, it must be challenging.
It takes preparation. She has, I think, oftentimes two caregivers that come along just to help with it. And it's extra tiring. For the individual, just like any of us, you travel for a long day. I mean, coming, you know, flying across the whole country is tiring. And, you know, then you add the physical challenges to that as well.
And she does it with such determination.
Yes.
Such God's grace, and just a true inspiration to
Amen.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That she is. You know, since I'm so connected with Johnny and Friends and believe in their ministry so much, when in our remodeling business, we will often get calls for people that need modifications made to their home. Maybe it's aging, and so now they're using a walker, and maybe fear a wheelchair is coming, or the unfortunate accident of a teenager or whatever, and now all at once they're coming home from the hospital and they're going to need to get this wheelchair into the house, that kind of thing. So I love that I'm not just there from the remodeling, but I'm there with my heart as a follower of Christ, and the experience that I have with Johnny and Friends, as well as a lot of years of remodeling. And I'm not aware of any specific designation for disability, but I do hold what's called a CAPS certification. That's a Certified Aging in Place Specialist. Mm-hmm. And that was a 3-day course that I had to take with some tests afterwards. And you mentioned a bit ago about having been on crutches and experienced that. The one afternoon of this course, we all kind of drew papers out of a basket, and that described the disability that you had for the rest of the day. What I had to do was to wear socks on my hands with a tennis ball inside the sock.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I had to do some writing and to open the door, and I was to brush my teeth. And this tennis ball was obviously a nuisance and in my way. And that was to simulate arthritis, you know, or somebody that just doesn't have the dexterity in their hands. And
oh, my goodness. That gave you an appreciation,
it
right?
It did, yeah. other people were in a wheelchair. Some people had to put a blindfold on. Other people earplugs so that they couldn't hear. Some people had to hop on one foot, you know, so a number of different kinds of things too. So we would have a better understanding of what people who live with these things all the time go through.
And you see a remodeling from different eyes and different perspective too.
Certainly.
And it's interesting. I've seen on some of your articles on your website, gamenremodeling.com, but I've never thought about you take out the tub and you make the flooring in your bathroom one level. So it's almost...
It's called a curbless shower.
Okay.
And that way you could roll a wheelchair into it if you needed to. And I'd say the majority of people don't really like to get their wheelchair all wet. But, you know, a walker that you could transfer onto a shower seat. You know, there's a number of different ways. It's somebody who can't move at all. There are sling systems that operate from a track on the ceiling, and you can pick them up out of bed and come on by the toilet to and then to the sink and the shower. And one of the biggest challenges, unfortunately, is these things all cost money. And it just anybody with a disability, there's added expense just to life. And oftentimes, the extra money that the family had has been spent on medical expenses. And now the added burden of doing renovations to accommodate the loved one. And so my heart goes out for them. Johnny and Friends is not a funding organization. Mm-hmm. They can help by pointing in the direction of mm-hmm. some places where maybe financial resources are available. But to me, this is one area where the Christian community needs to be willing to step up and to see the need and help these people out.
You're right, because it's not just the physically disabled, but it can be the elderly also.
Oh, yes.
It's a large segment of our population, and yes, that's we
right.
should surround those and try to help them with renovations that are needed. And at least for you, you feel like you are helping, and it parallels your volunteer work at Johnny and Friends with your professional business,
right.
and that's balancing life for you, I'm sure, too.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I come away, and obviously we don't work for everyone that we talk to, you know, that's part of the process. So I come away being blessed. It, you know, yeah, I didn't necessarily make a sale, but, you know, I made a good friend, and oftentimes I'm able to pray with them and bless them in that way and introduce them to Johnny and Friends.
We're going to take a quick break, and we are going to be back with Dennis Gaiman from Gaiman Design Remodeling. And we have more to talk about with Johnny and Friends. So please join us. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts.
Jesus, be the center.
Hi, I'm Dennis Gaiman with Gaiman Design Remodeling, in business for 25 years. With winter approaching, you'll be spending more time indoors. Most of your time is spent in the kitchen and family room. Gaiman Design Remodeling can move walls to open your floor plan so no one has to be stuck in the kitchen while everyone else is in the family room. Call us at 215-513-0300 or our website at gehmanremodeling.com.
Welcome back to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable, the host with In Touch Marketing Concepts. We are back with Dennis Gaiman from Gaiman Design Remodeling, because there's so much to talk about with the organization Johnny and Friends that he volunteers for. Good morning again, Dennis.
Hi, Renee.
For those of you just joining us, Johnny and Friends, J-O-N-I, is a Christian ministry for the disabled and their caregivers. We're talking about how they help those that are disabled physically or mentally or have autism. And also, what's so very important is how to support our caregivers in our country. And Johnny and Friends does an excellent job with doing that. Dennis, on the break, you were talking about Caregivers Day. What was that all about?
Caregivers Day is literally a day of pampering for women who are caregivers. So most of these are moms, but they take a day off. And unfortunately, Johnny and Friends is not able to provide a substitute caregiver. But these women take the day off. It's annually on the first Saturday in November. And there are actually two locations that this happens now here in eastern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
One is at Calvary Church of Souderton, and the other one is at Davisville Baptist Church in Southampton.
Oh, okay.
And people volunteer. These are professional people, such as masseuses, people who do your nails.
Mani-pedis.
Mani-pedis. Okay. See, I'm not as up on that. But hairstylists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a day when they go home with a bag of goodies as a way of saying thank you and God bless you. There are music groups there. There are speakers to share Christian devotional. And it's not all preachy, but it is just really to let them know that they are cared for and that they are loved, and to give them a break from their routine. Unfortunately, even with the two locations, there is always a waiting list. And so kind of two things. One, don't hesitate to get your name on that waiting list, because sometimes last minute cancellations and you can get in. But just, and maybe more importantly, is those of us that are professionals in any of those pampering kinds of trades to contact Johnny and Friends and volunteer your services for a day. You will not regret it. You will be so blessed to hear the stories, to see the joy. Yeah, you're going to experience some tears. Sometimes those are just tears of joy. Sometimes they're just tears of utter exhaustion, because this, you know, mom hasn't had a break in such a long time. And so it is so cool. Being a man, I've not experienced, that. But I just know from having talked to a number of women who've been there on both sides of, being served and serving, and what a joyful day it is.
I heard it's wonderful, and I was asked to help volunteer this year, and I will make sure I do that, because I do have friends that need that caregiving pampering. Uh-huh. And like you said, when you're volunteering, the joy you feel in your heart giving and helping somebody, and like you said, it can just be lending an ear.
Yeah.
Or just letting them have a break for the day.
That's for sure.
Change of scenery and just that just sounds wonderful. Now, the one is Calvary Church in Southerton, Pennsylvania.
Right.
The other one is in Southampton.
Davisville Baptist Church. I don't recall the address right now, but if you contact johnnyandfriends.org or call the Southerton office, the Greater Philadelphia office, that phone number is 215-799-2364. There are staff members there, and they begin to answer your questions, point you in the right direction.
Yes, and I'm sure Johnny and Friends always needs volunteers, and it just, like we said, it just fills your heart with joy to be able to help others. I think it also makes us feel so grateful to have that fellowship with other people, but also we're grateful for the capabilities, whatever they may be, that we have in our lives. And
yeah.
Johnny has been able to make an impact across the world, and we have that potential too.
Yes, we sure do. And, it doesn't have to be big things. Sometimes we think of small things. But, for instance, in our congregation, my home church is Covenant Community Fellowship in Lansdale. And Natalie is a girl who's now 21. She was born with a number of disabilities, both physical and developmental. And there is another lady in our church who is not her mom, not in her family, but she holds Sunday school for Natalie one-on-one every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, we have the space. We're able to provide a room where they can be. And Natalie loves that. She looks forward to that time with Pam every week. And it's a commitment for Pam to make that. But I know that Pam is blessed. And I know that Natalie's parents feel good about it too. They can go to their own Sunday school class and be encouraged in that way and know that she's well taken care of during that time.
That's beautiful. That one-on-one connection, and it's the human connection. We're all connected.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to take care of each other. So whatever the needs may be. And you had mentioned that Johnny and Friends will also assist if you're in a new accident and you're in the hospital, that you can reach out to them and they're able to send a couple or a person out to the hospital.
Yeah, certainly when an accident happens, and sometimes it's not an accident, it's a disease, it's an illness, but, and now there's a disability. Thankfully, in our area, we have very good medical attention, hospitals, nurses, and doctors. And so those things are often taken care of. But one of the big questions is for the moms and dads, the siblings, whatever, who are able-bodied, how are we going to take care of them at home? And how are they even going to get into our house? We need a ramp. You need this or that. and sometimes their emotional well-being. And a phone call to Johnny and Friends office at Greater Philadelphia will they will connect some volunteers to come and visit, oftentimes in the hospital. Maybe it's at your home, but to answer questions as best as they can at this point. And reality is, at that time, a lot of people, they don't even know all the questions that they need to ask yet. But oftentimes, these are people who maybe have experienced a disability themselves. Maybe it was an accident. And so, you know, maybe that person is paralyzed too, so they understand. But they can at least help you connect the dots. And Johnny and Friends is a whole bunch of godly Christian people who care, and you know, so you know that whoever you get connected with, it's going to be a good experience. And you know, and the person will know that if they're not the right fit, you need something else, that they'll talk with the staff people at Johnny and Friends, and you know, the connections will be made. So it's just really cool. And you know, sometimes businesses will donate, you know, who knows, it's teddy bears, it's flowers, it's a box of chocolates or whatever, to Johnny and Friends. And Johnny and Friends seldom hangs on to them for themselves, but they say, oh, you know what, we can use this to bless so-and-so. And so a volunteer will come and knock on your door and say, here's a gift. We want to let you know that God loves you, and so do we. And, you know, it can be as short as sweet in that. And it is so cool to hear the testimonies from people who say, you know what, I was feeling so down that day, and I was crying out to God, and then God sent you. And wow.
Like little angels showing up at the door.
So cool.
That is really cool, because you have to think, some people in the hospital, they're scared, maybe the lowest point.
Yeah.
You're right. And they don't know what to expect. They don't know what to ask.
Yeah.
And really, Johnny and Friends can hook them up with an occupational therapist. When you do get him, you are going to need this or that. And I'm sure they're aware of aligned services with Johnny and Friends.
That exactly.
You're not alone. I think you feel mostly you're not alone, and you feel supported. And I would imagine that those angels are priceless at those moments.
That's for sure.
That's God's timing there, I think. Yeah,
I agree. And, you know, I mentioned the Wheels for the World before, a volunteer thing that you can do there. Sometimes people have a piece of equipment that they call Johnny and Friends, and we want to donate it, but they don't have any way to haul it. So if you have maybe a pickup truck and you know, you're a retired person, or you can volunteer in an evening or a Saturday, let Johnny and Friends know. And, you know, they'll get a list of maybe a half dozen stops that you can make, and gather these things, put them in the storage area until the big truck comes to take them off. So it's all kinds of things.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we think, oh, I don't have a gift to bring to an organization, but it could be simply driving something.
Yeah.
You may not know how to talk to people at a hospital, but you're able to donate teddy bears or, like you said, driving or whatever it may be. But I think it's all good to go on johnnyandfriends.org and check out ways that you can help.
Yeah, you sure can. And the Johnny and Friends of Greater Philadelphia Facebook page is a wonderful resource, too. They do a good job of keeping it up with pictures and, you know, explanations of what's going on with that. We talked in the first segment about fundraising. Mm-hmm. And Johnny and Friends' biggest fundraiser of the year happens the last Friday evening of April. And it is called the Evening of Hope. Okay. It is a dessert evening. It's not a full meal.
You have my attention. Okay.
Yeah. and what is so cool, the last few years, it's been held at Cornerstone Church in Skipack. They donate the use of their auditorium, gym, multi-purpose room. And we have volunteers that go there starting on Wednesday evening. We take all the chairs down and we set up tables. Tables come from a number of different churches, so we have enough people. And we are close to outgrowing that facility. We may need to go to another location or two locations and have multiple ones. But there are caterers and florists and decorators that this, you walk into this and you think you're coming into a five-star hotel banquet.
Oh.
It is so cool. And they donate the food, the flowers are donated, all those kinds of things. And it's an evening of testimony about the work that God has done through Johnny and Friends Ministry over the past year. Families, individuals will share their testimonies. There's some videos and pictures. Everybody knows you're there for a fundraiser. There's an opportunity at the end of the evening to give a donation, and that could be a check on the spot. It could be a pledge. It could be so much coming out of your credit card each month. There's a number of different ways. The last 4 years, for sure, and God willing, this will go on, but there's been an anonymous donor who has stepped up to the plate and said they will match dollar for dollar.
Oh, my goodness.
And these people are writing six-figure checks. You know, it is significant, and it is such a blessing to see all that. And then another way of volunteering, when this evening is over, fellowship happens for a while, but Cornerstone needs it set up for church Sunday morning. So we, you know, take off, get all the tables cleaned out of there and get the chairs set back up again. So it's another way. That's a wonderful evening out. We're always looking for what we call table hosts. There's tables of 8 people and 10 people for people to say, yeah, I'll step up and I'll make sure to invite enough people to fill this table. And, you know, so it's just a really cool event to come together and celebrate what God has done and to be able to encourage the ministry with funds financially so they can keep on going.
That's great. And I think outgrowing that church is a good problem to have.
It is.
So
yeah.
That,
you know,
yeah.
It used to be at Calvary Church of Souderton in their fellowship hall, but we outgrew that. So
oh,
we had to
goodness.
Find a bigger one. And that's a big church. So,
yes. I didn't realize Cornerstone was larger. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's wonderful. Good problems to have.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just so in awe of the generosity of humans, too. You know, if you watch the news or media, you don't see a lot of the goodness that's happening. And I just think the generosity of our area and obviously across the world is just puts me in awe.
Yeah,
it really does.
It sure does.
Taking care of each other.
Yeah.
So what about, does Johnny and Friends do anything to help inner city disabled people?
Yes, Johnny and Friends is certainly open to that. And in the last year or a little better, God has opened up doors that one day a week, Joan Borton spends in Philadelphia in the Oxford Circle area, partnering with Oxford Circle Mennonite Church. They've have a room there that she can use as her office. And just to be able to connect with people a little more local, many of us who live, you know, in the suburbs in central Montgomery County, the inner city is kind of a foreign area to us. Well, it's similar for those folks. And so for them to come to Souderton to visit a Johnny and Friends office, you know, it's maybe something they wouldn't do as quickly. So God has people everywhere. And obviously there's a lot of people that live in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, many of there's an people have a disability. So there's that need there as well.
Yeah. You had talked about Wheels of the World, and I thought that's great helping internationally, but this equipment is very expensive. So I was wondering,
yes,
how are we helping those in the inner cities and less fortunate areas too? So I think that's wonderful that Johnny and Friends is reaching out and trying to help those too, because like how much does a wheelchair cost? They're very expensive.
They are expensive, and I don't know a dollar figure.
Yeah, and the motorized ones,
yeah.
And like you were saying, adapting your home and the countertop levels have to be a different. Everything's modified and customized, really.
Correct.
Too. So
yeah,
you're right. There's so many additional costs.
Yeah.
Another
area that I just happened to think of that Greater Philadelphia is not directly involved with, but Eastern Pennsylvania, Johnny and Friends are, and that's a Wounded Warrior Project. Okay. Unfortunately, with the wars that are going on, so many of our servicemen become disabled through, you know, war accidents. And so, you know, we have good medical attention, but they have the same emotional and spiritual needs that anybody else does. And so they have, there is a ministry developed and continuing to grow to work with Walter Reed, the Army Hospital, and, you know, other areas like that. So, you know, if that's something that people who are listening know about, you know, someone, no matter how they got the disability, where they're at, please contact Johnny and Friends, and, you know, we'll do our best to be a resource and encouragement.
I wonder if, I'm sure Johnny and Friends is aligned with other organizations such as YAI and I Am Able Foundation and the Wounded Warriors, too. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they can pool all their resources together, align with the others that help the disabled. And yeah. We can surround them and try to make life a little bit easier.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's great. Okay. So, Dennis, what else can you tell us about Johnny and Friends? What else should we know? We can help on Facebook and through the website. We can help by volunteering.
Yeah. And just, you know, let people know. Certainly, number one, pray for them and this ministry. And financial support and volunteering support. There really is a way for everyone to be able to be involved. And, you know, you may not be aware of folks with disability in your kind of immediate social circles or family. And if so, thank God for that blessing. But I don't think most of us don't have to look too far until we realize someone with that. And it could be a parent who is aging. My mother struggling with Alzheimer, or my mother-in-law whose legs are not functioning. And, you know, that's a disability that they didn't look forward to. But that's, in a sense, their lot in life right now. And so, you know, find ways to be encouraging and allow Johnny and Friends to help in that.
So Johnny and Friends help seniors, I mean, also?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's not an
from
age barrier
to
from
one to
cradle
200.
To grave, so to speak.
Okay.
And not to be morbid about it.
No,
but there are needs the whole way along.
Okay, I didn't realize that because there are so many senior organizations
yes.
that can help with that, too. But, yeah, I guess you know, we don't think about the mental and physical disabilities that our seniors face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I mentioned family retreat a little bit before. Wednesday evening up at Spruce Lake for these 3 weeks of family retreat. And these are three separate weeks. You know,
okay.
the people are not going and staying for 3 weeks. They're there for, they arrive lunchtime on Monday and then leave after lunch on Friday.
Okay.
But they always have a talent show. And to see these people of all kinds of abilities and disabilities come and share their talents, from singing or acrobatics, from acting, and boy, just what a blessing. And the majority of them in their talent are sharing and giving the glory to God. It's a tearjerker of an evening, but well worth it if you know, Spruce Lake's 80 miles from Souderton. You can easy do that in an evening and, you know, still be home 11:30 at night, you know, so you could work the next day. But that would be a worthwhile trip.
Absolutely. As we said, God gives us all gifts within our capabilities,
That's
no
right.
matter what level that is.
Amen.
So just sharing that with others is very inspiring. And yeah, I'm sure not a dry eye in the group.
That's right. Yeah, definitely is not.
I've watched some triathlons and things with the I Am Able Foundation that the disabled and the enabled participate in. And to see the disabled that can swim the lake and can
yeah.
ride the hand cycles and things like that, it's just not, talk about thousands of people, not a dry eye. It's so moving. And there is no excuses for any of us to not explore what our capabilities are.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's wonderful. So, Dennis, you know, as a as a volunteer for Johnny and Friends and for your church and your professional life, you sit on boards. How do you balance life? How do you balance all of this? You've had four children and now grandchildren and...
Well, I'm not so sure I've always done so well. I am very blessed to have a wonderful wife who allows me time. Mm-hmm. But I also realize that it's important for our marriage to spend time with her. And I want to continue to have relationships with our children and now our grandchildren. So it's really comes down to setting priorities, and sometimes I'm not always so good at that myself. I need to bounce that off others. My wife is certainly one of those. I'm an early riser, so Saturday mornings at 6 o'clock, there's a group of us that meet at Franconia Heritage for a men's group Bible study, and that's been going on, I don't know, 6-8 years, something like that, and I'm there most weeks when I'm around. And that's a good group to bounce things off of. You know, it's a group of guys who I know care for me. And if I'm confident if they saw me getting too far out of whack, they'd say, hey, you know, take a look here and see what's going on.
They help you balance life.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great.
That's for sure. There will always be work as a businessman. I can, you know, even if, quote, business is slow, that there's plenty for me to do. And thankfully, I enjoy my work. But I need to be aware that the work will wait. And, you know, and that's not to sidestep or that I don't want to give good service to the folks that we're working with. But, mm-hmm. you know, the people that we want as our customers, they understand that too. You know, and so we do our best to serve them well. And respect their time, you know, mm-hmm. privacy as a family, and they do the same for us.
No, that's great. I think you inspire me. I think, you know, when you own your own business, it's hard to compartmentalize sometimes. Sometimes mm-hmm. you take those thoughts home and...
Yeah, that's true.
Eat, breathe, and sleep is sometimes. So I think definitely compartmentalizing and taking time for yourself, like you said, to fill your own bucket so you can be worth more to others.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think volunteer is a very important part of a balancing life. And that's part of what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
It's not just filling our own buckets, but it's filling others' buckets.
Yep. And as we fill others' buckets, ours become overflowing.
Yes, and that's what God wants to see.
Yeah,
so thank
sure.
you so much for being here today, Dennis from Game and Design Remodeling. If you would like to get in touch with Dennis, you can do so by gameandremodeling.com or 215-513-0300. I'm Renee with InTouch Marketing. Thank you for joining us today.
Jesus, be the same.
Hi, I'm Dennis Gaiman with Gaiman Design Remodeling, in business for 25 years. With winter approaching, you'll be spending more time indoors. Most of your time is spent in the kitchen and family room. Gaiman Design Remodeling can move walls to open your floor plan so no one has to be stuck in the kitchen while everyone else is in the family room. Call us at 215-513-0300 or our website at GEHMAN.com.
Hey everybody, this is Laura Ingram. Thanks for listening to my show and the other great programs carried live on WFYL 1180 AM, broadcasting from the historic Cradle of Liberty area, Valley Forge and Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Carla Dedessi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. Please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.